This is Morning Edition on WSIU Radio. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Fuller. The annual Big Muddy Film Festival opens this week in Carbondale, so we thought we'd take a little bit of time to talk about what you can see, hear, and do as a part of that annual event. In studio with us today, Stacey Jill Calvert, who is a graduate student at SIUC, and Hassan Pitts, a local media artist. They're co-directors of the film festival. Thank you both for taking the time to come in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When we talk about the Big Muddy Film Festival, a lot of people get a picture in their minds of what they can see, what they can do. So let's just jump off and talk about what's different this year or what can people see and do. Stacey Jill?
One of the things that's different this year, and when the festival first started, it lasted a week, and due to circumstances, it kept whittling down. And this year, we've been really honored to allow to expand the festival a little bit. So we're actually having screenings during the day, which hasn't happened for a few years. So we start Tuesday night at 7 p.m., but the next day, Wednesday through Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday, Wednesday through Friday, we have screenings starting at 10 a.m. So people can see a variety of shorts, some features during the day. With our John Michaels Award, we'll be screening the nominees every day at 3, with the final one on Saturday with our winner called Finding the Gold Within, and that will be at the African American Museum in Southern Illinois. So
that's another unique thing about this festival. It's not just one venue, so people can see and hear all these different perspectives through film, but they also get that experience of being in a different venue to see those. How important is that to kind of showcase all these different areas in the city of Carbondale and in the area?
It's incredibly important. One of our goals and one of our missions really is to have a community festival, a festival that's not just on the campus of SIU Carbondale. And so it's really important to be able to reach people in the community, have it in different places, so that the community can both take part and be a part of the festival.
Do you find that with these, even if there's not a formal scheduled discussion, does this really start a dialogue among the people who come to see the film, maybe people who have worked on the films that are actually here to do that?
Definitely. We're actually really excited because we have, I think, 10 to 15 filmmakers, besides special guests that are coming, filmmakers that are coming to screen their films and be part of a Q&A session after the film. So we're really excited about that. We have directors coming from all the way from Canada. One might come from the Philippines. So it's really an international festival, which is really exciting because of how diverse SIU is. So we get to see a lot of different films from different areas.
People think of film festivals and they think of Sundance, they think of Tribeca, maybe they even think of Cannes. How important is it to have something like this, showcasing films that you probably won't see in the commercial theaters, in a smaller community like Carbondale or in a region like Southern Illinois?
Well, I think that, you know, it's always a challenge. The movie theaters across the nation are ultimately shrinking, and they're also consolidating. So, I mean, you're seeing a lot more films in the same theater, and those same films are everywhere across the nation. But there are so many films that are being made every year by so many different directors with so many different flares, interests, and agendas. And so I think that being able to bring these films of whatever budget or size, and be able to, and you know, bring it to a community, I think helps both their own, you know, world vision, but also sort of aesthetic sense of what's going out in the world.
How does it establish Southern Illinois University or Southern Illinois as a place that filmmakers might want to come to either study or maybe to do some of their work?
We're actually, what's really kind of surprised us, and we're both, I've volunteered with the festival the past couple years. It's the first time being the director. And what's been really amazing is how many people know of us. They know of the Big Muddy Film Festival. Like, we are known in independent film circles. And I think it's really exciting because it does, it shows the students here a lot of different practices, different ways to make films, and I think that's really important. And I think it's really important having the film festival here because that draws people that may, you know, be interested in our programs, which have been growing and changing the past few years.
Sure. I wonder if the changes in technology and the changes in the way media is delivered to the masses have changed the way film festivals like yours have evolved. We look at these independent productions on things like Netflix and Amazon that are getting great accolades. Is that changing the way short films, independent films, are being produced and being distributed?
Yes, definitely. We have been using Without a Box for several years now, and that's kind of become an industry standard. It's been bought up by Amazon and sort of notarized by IMDb. But the accessibility because of the internet and the ability to be able to submit films is easier now than ever. And so we're also using a service called Film Freeway, which I think has been essentially expanding that potential, greatly. And so I think that the ability for people to create content, the barriers are becoming lower, and the channels for dissemination just for general consumption are not limitless, but approaching.
Sure. Of course, the Big Money Film Festival opens Tuesday, February 24th. It runs through March 1st. I don't want to let you get away before we talk about the website and how can people get more information.
Sure. You can go to our website. It's www.bigmoneyfilm.com. We're also on Facebook, so just search for Big Money Film Festival. We are on Instagram. If you search for official Big Money Film Fest, and on Twitter as well as Big Money Fest. And this year we're trying something new. Sundance did this, so we thought it was a fun idea. So we're going to be on Snapchat as well. So we'll be updating throughout the week.
Lots of ways to get involved. Stacey Jill Calvert and Hassan Pitts are co-directors of the Big Muddy Film Festival. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.